Nehemiah chapter 12, let's pick it up in verse 27. Now at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought out the Levites in all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to celebrate the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgivings and singing, with cymbals and stringed instruments and harps. And the sons of the singers gathered together from the countryside around Jerusalem. Let's move down to verse 30. Then the priests and Levites purified themselves and purified the people, the gates, and the wall. So I brought the leaders of Judah up on the wall and appointed two large thanksgiving choirs, one of which went to the right hand on the wall toward the refuse gate. And as you read on, let's pick it up then in verse 38. The other thanksgiving choir went the opposite way, and I was behind them with half of the people on the wall going past the Tower of the Ovens as far as the broad wall. Verse 39, and above the gate of Ephraim, above the old gate, above the fish gate, the Tower of Hananel, the Tower of the Hundred, as far as the sheep gate, and they stopped by the gate of the prison. So the two thanksgiving choirs stood in the house of the Lord. Likewise, I and the half of the rulers with me. Down at the end of verse 42, the singers sang loudly with Jezrehiah as their director. Also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God made them rejoice with great joy. The women and the children also rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard afar off. Well, let's consider a few background notes for this chapter of Nehemiah. The first half of Nehemiah chapter 11 gives us a listing of the priests and the Levites who returned from the captivity back in 538 BC under Zerubbabel, as well as it gives us a listing of the priests and Levites who served from that time right up until the time of Nehemiah. Remember, there's about 100 years between the first return under Zerubbabel and then the time of Nehemiah. Another background note here is in this time of dedication of the wall. That's what's going on in chapter 12. It's the dedication of this rebuilt wall. You can see from verse 43 that it is a time of great rejoicing. God is making them rejoice, giving them great joy. We see in verse 31 that Nehemiah appointed two large groups of people to walk around on the top of the wall. One group was led by Ezra, and they walked counterclockwise on the wall. Maybe some of you got some Bible maps. You can see the wall around Jerusalem at Nehemiah's time. But the group under Ezra, they start and they go counterclockwise. And the other group is led by Nehemiah, and they go clockwise. Each group consisted of a thanksgiving choir with singers from all over the land. In addition, each group had a number of leaders of the people, and then there were the priests with trumpets and those who played musical instruments, and then presumably most of the people. We know a lot of the people were there, presumably most of them followed one or the other of these two groups around the wall. And they all met in the temple area, as you can see in verse 40. So the two thanksgiving choirs stood in the house of God. They went around the wall, they joined in the courtyard of the temple, and they celebrated together with great sacrifices being offered, verse 43. Also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced. It was a wonderful, God-honoring time of dedication, great rejoicing. By the way, you can still walk around on top of the walls around Jerusalem. Now, when you walk on the walls around the old city of Jerusalem today, you're not walking on the same walls that Nehemiah built, or rebuilt and walked on. It's not exactly the same walls because there's been a lot of rebuilding over the years. The walls that Nehemiah built, you come on now through the intertestamental period and to the time of our Lord. And Herod the Great, of course, expanded Jerusalem and did a lot of rebuilding and building of walls. And then you come on, and of course they were destroyed. A lot of that was destroyed in 70 AD under the Romans. Come on down in time, and the Crusaders did a lot of rebuilding of walls there. And finally, to the Ottoman Empire, and the Turks did a lot of rebuilding. So when you walk around the old city of Jerusalem today on top of the walls, which you can do, you're really walking on Turkish walls. However, you can still see a section of the wall that Nehemiah built and a section of the broad wall here that's mentioned in verse 38. The broad wall, you can see a section of that in the old city of Jerusalem. It's been excavated and it can be seen. And at the southeast corner of the old city of Jerusalem, when you walk on the wall there, very interesting, there you're actually walking on a part of the wall whose foundations go back to Nehemiah and even further back, all the way back to Solomon's day. So when you walk on that section of the wall, you're walking on top of, while you're walking on Turkish walls, and underneath that it's Crusader structure, and underneath that it's Herod the Great. Underneath that is the foundation on which Nehemiah built, part of Nehemiah's structure, and then even down to Solomon's time. That's not a plug now for my next Holy Land tour, but if you would like to walk around those walls, why not sign up? Anyway, you can walk in that section, walk on top of 3,000-year-old foundation to those walls. Well, let's move then from some background notes here to a doctrinal point. Is there something the Bible's teaching us here? Of course. And the doctrinal point I'd like to bring out is this, is as follows. God is pleased when we dedicate our projects to the Lord. God is pleased when we dedicate our projects to the Lord. You have the rededication of the wall here. God is pleased. He makes them rejoice. He is pleased. Pick it up again there in verse 43. They rejoice, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. So God is pleased when we dedicate our projects to the Lord. Now I use that word project because everything we do really is a project. As building the wall, there was a project. So you're buying a house is a project. You're buying a new car is a project. Or a used car, a project. Starting a business, project. Starting a ministry, it's a project. Getting involved in a hobby or sport, it's a project. The wall was a project. They dedicated it. And God was pleased. He approved. It almost seems like God is extra pleased, not just because the wall is built, but because they dedicate it to the Lord. In the same way, God is pleased when we honor Him in our purchase of homes and starting of businesses and use of our time and energies in hobbies and sports and so forth, if we dedicate these things to the Lord. I think He's extra pleased. I mean, you might say, well, as a Christian, you know, I want to serve the Lord. I want to bring glory to the Lord in everything I do. But I think He's extra pleased when we specifically dedicate our projects to Him. Lord, we are purchasing this new home. We believe You have a use for it. We want to dedicate it to You. We dedicate this home to You for Your glory. Now, you don't have to go through some ceremony, some official ceremony, as they did. Notice verse 30, how they actually purified themselves and purified the people, the gates and the wall. Now, you don't have to go through some official ceremony or something like that, as they did, and have Thanksgiving choirs walking around your house or something like that, if you're going to dedicate it. But a specific prayer of dedication would certainly be biblical. God is pleased when we dedicate our projects to the Lord. Now that's very definitely brings us to a practical application. Let's put it this way. Let's dedicate our projects to the Lord. Let's dedicate our projects to the Lord. More than just a general prayer now. More than just a general prayer like, Lord, may I and my stuff be used for Your glory. I mean specifically. Let's take our homes, for example. Dads, gather your family around you. If you've never done this before, gather them around you in the living room, in the family room, on the deck, and have a prayer of dedication. Maybe each one of the family could pray. Lord, we want to use this house for your glory. We dedicate it to you. Do it today. If you've never done it, do it today. It's biblical. Now, remember, only do it if you really mean it. Don't do it if you, you're just going through the motions. Only do it if you really mean it. Because God may take you right up on that. He will. He may want to use that home in some ways. Some ways that you don't expect. There may be a little bit more wear and tear on your furniture as teenage Bible studies meet there, or other ministries use your home. If you dedicate your home, be willing to let the Lord use it. I remember when we were going to be away from our home one summer, there was a missionary family that needed a home for the summer. And all of a sudden it dawned on me, hey, we have officially dedicated our home. I remember we prayed in the living room, Lord, we want to dedicate this home to you, when we moved in there. Well, now the Lord was holding us to account here. So we did let our home be used that whole summer by this missionary family, who had children, by the way. And it did take some wear and tear, believe me. But it's for the glory of God. Dedicate all your projects to the Lord, whether it be homes, cars, things, activities, even sports. How can you dedicate a sport to the Lord? Well, let's just say you like skiing. Suppose you like skiing. You've taken your family skiing, not too much around the Midwest here, but some of you do go on travels and do a little skiing. Well, how can you dedicate that sport to the Lord? Well, you just say, Lord, you know, we want to use this for your glory. And so you not only enjoy the sport more, but it's more fun, I believe. And when you're out there in God's wonderful creation, seeing his handiwork, you bring glory to God. But more than that, if you've dedicated that sport to the Lord, you seek to share with others the things of Christ as you meet them in that sport. For example, in this sport of skiing, I think that is a tremendous area where you can share the good things of Christ. Because when you ride up a chairlift, 20-minute chairlift ride, with some stranger sitting right next to you, you got a captive audience. It's made to order. I think I've done more witnessing in skiing than any other sport. But I think you can do that with everything, all of your projects, homes, cars, musical abilities, whatever you're buying in that area, sports, whatever. You can dedicate these things to the Lord. More than just a general idea, Lord, bless me and my stuff and use it for your glory. No, specifically these projects that we have. Let's dedicate all our projects to the Lord. This is not only biblical, but it pleases the heart of God, as we can see here from Nehemiah chapter 12. Let's dedicate our projects to the Lord.